Hey all, it's John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I literally record right here in my vehicle on my drive back from work as a high school instructional coach here just outside of Washington, D.C. Last week we talked all about COVID and being knocked flat and some setbacks, and the podcast took like a three-week sabbatical to kind of help me get back on the mend. But along the way, I dug deep and did what I needed to do to get myself physically healthy first. But I also leaned on some of my physical, mental, emotional, spiritual supports to kind of get myself back to a recentered focus as we start this second half of the school year. For a lot of teachers, it's that start of the second semester. You might have new preps. You might have like a brand new group of students in a virtual environment. You're just trying to meet them all together and say hey or reconnect. And it's hard, especially with this virtual hybrid teach from home thing that 2020 into 2021 seems to have offered us. So the goal of today's podcast is to talk about some things I picked up in this time of setbacks. So we can call this episode maybe from setbacks to success, or like what we can learn from adversity. And I have five things that I'll talk about in today's podcast that I have learned from adversity in the past couple of weeks. But before we get into that, if you like what you're hearing, new episodes drop every Monday. Feel free to like or subscribe or leave a comment. It really does help other people find the podcast. And it keeps me on my toes knowing that every Monday I got people who are rooting for us and looking for us. We show up for our team. I really do appreciate anybody who's taking the time out to do that. Likewise, if you want to talk to me online, I'm on Twitter at MeehanEDU. That's Meehan like my last name and EDU like teaching. Because I really do want to get better at teaching, and I talk about it all the time to anybody who will listen. I'm not really fun at parties. hey, there's a truck. But if you like what you're hearing, like I said, like or subscribe, leave the comment, and post me up on Twitter. I will gladly talk with you. I also share a bunch of resources on my website, which is named after my book. It's adrenalinerush.com. That's educational adrenalinerush.com. And my book is all about game-changing student engagement, inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. Hey, ain't that cool? But let's talk about the setbacks today, what we've learned from adversity. So, my faith tradition is I'm Roman Catholic. You don't have to be listening to this podcast. I always joke, if you're not Catholic, I'll pray for you. And if you're Catholic, I'll pray with you. But if you happen to be of the faith tradition, I'm sure this upending of your regular church services or your temple service, your mosque services, has been different because of the pandemic. Now, I think the Catholic Church has, the bishops have granted what they call a dispensation, which is in the time of the pandemic, nobody has to go to physical church. There's like a Sunday obligation that's been waived or lifted because of the gravity of the situation. To be around other people actually makes everybody sick, and that's bad news. And when you do go to church, if you have the opportunity to attend physical church services, they are very, very socially distanced. Like every second row of pews is taped off or sanctioned off so that you really can't be in there. When my grandmother passed away in December from COVID, we had her funeral, and the funeral mass, it's a Christian rite of Christian burial, the Catholic mass, it was the priest, my mom and dad, my brother and his wife, my aunt and her husband, and me. And that was the entire church. My babshi's nurse from her assisted living facility came and sat in the very, very back row. But that's pretty much it. And there was also the undertaker there to make sure that the urn was able to be moved from the church to the mausoleum. But that was it. So, like, it's a lot of empty space in churches these days. But one of the things I have enjoyed over this time, and I don't really talk much about my faith here because it's not a faith-based podcast. It just happens to be a personal wrinkle about who I am. But it is a big part of who I am. One of the things I have gotten into during this time of the pandemic is Sunday church online. You don't have to do that sort of thing, but it's available. And I gotta tell you, in this era of YouTube, it used to be like these big productions on like the Eternal Word television network was a big one for Catholics, EWTN. Or like on local access, they might have some sort of, just generic local church service, Christian service, things like that. But in this time of the internet, hold on one second, there's a ambulance coming this way. In this time of the pandemic, we have done this, everyone is a viral sensation, whether it's through TikTok or Flipgrid or YouTube. Teachers, students, parishioners, pastors, moms, dads, youth counselors, just pretty much anybody, psychologists, doctors, we're all doing this virtual meetup, and it's not so bad once you get used to it. You can be at Sunday church in your PJs, on your couch, right there with your cat next to you, and you know, you don't have to dress up nice or comb your hair. In theory, you should, generally speaking, but they won't see you, they won't judge you, right? So if you wanted to just do it from your PJs, if God exists, and I'm not saying you have to believe in God, but if God exists, I'm sure he'll understand you're making an honest effort to show up for him, or her, or it, or they, in any fashion that you can, and that effort certainly doesn't go unnoticed. For my own mental well-being, I know I feel better when I've made the concerted attempt to say, okay, this is a priority, I'm going to dial up church service, and we'll watch on Sunday, about a half hour, maybe a little longer. If you wanted to, you can even play it back on double speed, because on YouTube, there's a whole bunch of different church services, and the one that I found that I really love is based out of Notre Dame of Bethlehem, which is in Pennsylvania, not too far from where I grew up in New Jersey, right on the border between the Pennsylvania and Jersey line. So Our Lady of Notre Dame of Bethlehem is maybe half hour from where I grew up, maybe 20, maybe a little longer, 45 minutes. But the priest there, the pastor, his name is Monsignor Tom Baddick. And in this past week's homily, he talked about the book of Job, which famously is the story of this guy in the Bible who has everything going for him. He has a good job. He has a lot of you know, material wealth and success. He has a family. He has all these worldly possessions. And then one day, Old Testament God's like, let me just spin the wheel and make it hard for Job. Why? Because I'm God and I can't. And Job loses everything. The book of Job is a big story of Job and his three friends who show up and they're like, wow, dude, your life totally sucks right now. Aren't you mad? Aren't you angry? Don't you, like, want to go take it out on God and all that stuff? And the beauty of the book is that Job himself is a very patient man, and he, through these trials, learns a lot about suffering and the nature of what it means to be a better person, a more spiritual person, a more attuned and a holy person. And again, you don't have to be a holy person to listen to this podcast, but I think generally speaking, we should try to be good people. That seems to be a universal faith-agnostic thing. But in the book, Job really does write at length, or the author of Job writes, and he's like, yeah, my life isn't so great right now, but I'm not going to take it out on other people. I'm not going to lash out. I'm not going to blame God. I'm not going to go throw my stuff and take my toys and go home. Job has incredible introspection, and I love that the pastor, the Monsignor, Tom Baddick, gave a really great homily where he was talking about the book of Job this week, and he said that our setbacks, our perseverances, our struggles, you know, in life, we always had them, and this gospel comes up every 4 years in the Catholic tradition, but it seems fitting to come up right during a pandemic when we're all dealing with struggles and setbacks. Again, my own COVID experience, that I was sick, right? The loss of a loved one, the loss of my own sense of smell, the loss of time at work. For 3 weeks, I've pretty much been just laid up, couldn't do much at all. It isn't lost on me that there's books about suffering that come some 2,000 years before I even showed up on this planet. Part of the human condition. And I think what Monsignor Baddick did so well is he talked about five things we can learn from times of setback or struggle. And he said that when we encounter difficulties, when we encounter hardships, they can do five things for us. And again, it's arbitrary to say five, you could probably say 50 things for us. But I really liked what he said. It's all spelled out here. I think it really applies a lot to my classroom, to my pedagogy, to my work as a lifelong learner, as a teacher, and as someone who tries to be educated. Like, in these moments of hardship, I ask myself, what is this hardship trying to teach me? And when you can kind of reframe it that way. Sometimes even, like, what is this hardship trying to teach you? To depersonalize it. That might be a weird sort of trick. I feel like that's a whole other podcast. But, like, if it was a friend, you'd say, wow, this is a hard thing that you're going through. What are you learning from it, right? Really short, small way to flip that switch so you're not like, oh, woe is me, but rather, wow, this is a hard thing for a person to go through. Hey, if you were giving advice to this person, what would you say? Because Job's friends come in and they try to give him some advice, and their advice isn't so good. First, they sit with him for like 2 days and just silence. And that's like the best thing a friend can do, is just to be a friend, right? That's so kind. That's so awesome. Yay, Job's friends. But then, after about 2 days of silence, they're like, so awkward. You want to talk about how much you're mad now? You want to talk about how much you hate Jesus and hate God? It's Old Testament, so Jesus' story is not that story. Immediately, Job's like, nah, I'm not about that. That sitting was good. Appreciate that, but, like, I don't need your, you know, overcorrects. And what Monsignor Baddick said, which I really loved, And I offered here, again, a full attribution. Monsignor Tom Baddock at Our Lady of Notre Dame in Bethlehem. If you're listening, Monsignor, hi! I love watching your church services. I just found you on YouTube. I'm a fan. Like and subscribe. Let's catch up for a socially distanced drink one of these days. But what he said about these five things that these setbacks, hardships do for us is that they can direct us, they can inspect us, they can correct us, they can perfect us, or they can protect us. And maybe it's all of those things. Again, I'll repeat those five in sequence. Talk about it very quickly, we'll call it a day. They said hardships or setbacks can direct, inspect, correct, protect, and perfect. And I really love those as a concept. I don't think about my own hardships, my own struggles or setbacks here in this COVID time, right? That first one. Sometimes our struggles can direct us. Maybe we had priorities in the wrong way. Maybe we were going down the wrong road or the wrong path. Maybe we were pushing too hard. I can tell you a year ago, I was flying all over the country. In the course of 12 weeks, I was in like 20 different states, real talk. And it was exhausting. I remember in a three-day whirlwind, I was in Baltimore on a Friday, San Francisco on a red-eye that night as a reroute for a flight that landed in Portland, Oregon on Saturday at like 2 a.m. I then gave a presentation in Portland at like 8 a.m. that day, and I got on a plane the next morning at 8 a.m. and flew back by way of a connecting flight in Chicago or Arizona, and then 3 days later I was back on a plane again flying out to another event. Like, the COVID thing had to shut it down for all of us, and that was unsustainable. Sometimes our setbacks can direct us and lead us to say, hey, what you are doing, you can't possibly keep up that pace and that momentum. And I really love the idea of a setback or a struggle sometimes being like a vibe check to kind of redirect, like they can direct us. Second, they said is they can inspect us. Talk about priorities, questioning yourself. In your getting sick, you look at it and you're like, man, that sucks. Didn't want to do that. Let me look inwards and say, what about this can I control? A real talk, since we're all friends here on my podcast, inspect us. I got sick because I went to school. I said 8 months ago, going back to school was a really bad idea. And then I got sick in school. It has, for me, been a very empowering thing to inspect. Hey, if I work for other people, I am exposed to the rules of other people's, like, order. Other people's, you know, rigors, other people's expectations. If at a certain point I don't like that, maybe I don't want that for myself. I can inspect for myself. Well, look, I wrote a book. I do this consulting work. If I'm serious about trying to make a better life for myself, maybe this is the type of thing that I start to think about. And many teachers have said in this time of crisis, time of pandemic, they are thinking, I want to go back to school, but I want to go back safely. And if they can't, they start to inspect and say, well, maybe this isn't the job or this isn't the place for me. And that's a very eye-opening thing. It doesn't tell you to phone it in, but it does tell you to focus on what is essential. Sometimes our setbacks can really help us figure out for ourselves where we see our priorities. Talking about sometimes they can correct us. We all know, and again, directing and correcting are so very close to one another. But truly, sometimes you get sick, sometimes you have those setbacks, and it does give you a moment to say, all right, yeah, that was wrong. I was in the wrong there. For example, if I got sick because I wasn't wearing a mask, I was, but let's just roll with it for a second. Or I was not socially distancing, or I was out at bars or restaurants. If I got sick, you'll learn a lesson. We've all been there. That moment where you wake up the next morning and you're headache and you're like, ugh. Not a night like last night. Oh, man, that was too one for the ages, right? Like, our mistakes can give us those points of clarity that say, this is more than a pump the brakes. This is a hard stop. And that moment to course correct, the beauty about life is life does give you opportunities to take the tests again and again and again and again and learn the lessons along the way. So if you are getting some of those questions wrong, chance to course correct and say, hey, how can I be better today than I was yesterday? The type of things that I can learn from it. I love, love, love that idea as a learner and as an educator to really instill in my students. Okay, again, what is this thing trying to teach me? Cool. If I had a chance to do it again, how can I make it better? I'm not there yet, but that doesn't mean I can't get there. And then the last two, talking about whether our setbacks can protect us and or perfect us. And I think both of those could lead us to, you know, a real sense of peace, a little bit of zen, a little bit of, like, you know, a moment of surrender, is we can't control so much in this life, whether it's death or disease or heartbreak, loss, There's some inevitabilities about this human condition. And when we say that sometimes our losses protect us, they really do help us not become hard to the world, but become a little bit more, I guess, aware. I'm not trying to minimize anybody who goes through very real trauma. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying is they can, those traumatic experiences, and again, as somebody who's spoken very openly about my own struggles with depression, anxiety, after years of therapy, like 5 years of therapy, I can say that I'm a much healthier person with a better head on my shoulders because of the help that I've received and the great resources and support networks I've learned to lean on. Through that, I have been protected and in some ways perfected. Not a perfect finished product at all, but certainly someone who is able to contextualize what is happening and how it's happening and why it's happening and control what I can and fix what I can and accept things I can't. It's a very, the addict's prayer, right? You know, the serenity prayer to accept the things you cannot change. And the courage, the wisdom to know the difference between the things you can't. Protecting and perfecting is a really good thing. And out of all hardship, ultimately, whether you're Job or whether you're John or anybody else, Sue, Mary, we want to be our best selves. We want our students to be their best selves. And I think that's an important thing, is no matter what the hardship is, and again, I'm back on the podcast, a very small, setback on a human level, 3 weeks in a lifetime, but as an example of it, a very real one, many teachers are going through this year. As you're going through it, it's not done to spite you. It's not done to rub it in that you suck. Oh, man, let me make life awful for you. You know, the possibility that as you are dealing with setback and heartache, it makes you more aware of the human condition. It makes you more aware of just what it means to be a person who one day will die. And asking ourselves, okay, so this thing is hard. What's it teaching us? What are you learning in this moment? How can you be directed or inspected, corrected? Protected or perfected by the experience you've seen. I thought it was really good, so I figured I'd share it with you guys. Anyways, stay home, wear a mask, God bless you, stay safe. Hit me up on Twitter, and I would love to hang out more on the internet. Let's make education awesome and direct ourselves to a better tomorrow. It's hard this year, so give yourself grace, and we'll be back at it through these hardships with more next week. Thanks again.